Welcome back to another episode of Girl Boss Podcast. I'm your host, Debbie Subaru, and today's episode is on things you should and shouldn't do when it comes to dating. Hey girls, so today is an episode that's been long awaited, and I'm going to do this fast. I'm going to try and do a 15-minute quick episode on dating. So first of all, I wanted to do it because sometimes I'm just baffled at like how people end up together. And then I'm also baffled at how people are single for so many years. Maybe it's a choice, but if they're not wanting that, I'm like, how are you not finding who, like a boyfriend or a girlfriend? Now, one of the things in today's dating world is that there's a misconception that it's hard to date out there and things like that. And it's definitely not hard. People have not changed. I will say this from the beginning to the end. Everyone seeks out the same core things. But I think there's different societal pressures that make people a bit more insecure. And to be honest, if you have self-love and self-belief and self-confidence, you won't have any problem in dating and finding a good partner. But the problem with a lot of people is they don't know how to make good decisions. And that's pretty much what it comes down to. Some of the time, I see women that have, like, that kind of like will give themselves, give people access to them, text people, let things string along for ages and ages, like full on knowing it's like a dating, like a, not a monogamous. I don't even know how to say it, but knowing that you guys are like more on the I could potentially date you kind of place, but it's just like something I look at a lot of situations and I'm like, there's no way anyone will get my time for that amount of effort. And here's where I'm going to give you some of my personal tips. And I've never had a toxic relationship. I've been engaged twice and I will probably be married in the next year or two. And I really think that when it comes to your decisions and when it comes to your self, like, you attract what you are, not what you want. If you seriously don't love yourself, you will struggle in love. If you have not got over, if you've been hurt before or you've been cheated on or whatever, I don't know how these things feel because it hasn't happened to me. And I know that when something bad does happen, it does scar people, and people deal differently with scars. Sometimes they don't get to scar. Sometimes they're left as wounds. And the goal should always be, if you have got open wounds, to close them and to figure out how to navigate and pivot from any situation. So I'm talking to people that haven't had a good past in relationships, and I'm also talking to people that may not have had relationships or are coming out of a long relationship or something. There's definitely no difference when it comes to people. I haven't seen anything different. I've just seen societal conditionings that are different, but none of that should ever matter because you're not dating the whole world. You're only dating one person. If you're actually smart and you're actually not so concerned about the world in what people are talking about and the content that's out there and what other people's belief systems are, those things are just going to trap you. You need to be in your own lane, doing your own thing with your own person or whoever you're deciding to maybe think about dating. And from there, if you guys haven't formed into anything and it's in those early stages where the guy has just shown interest in you, here is where it's critical to know whether or not to move forward. And I think this is where most people make mistakes. Like, first of all, I don't know what one to cover first. I don't know whether I should go where people make mistakes or what people complain about later after they've made a bad choice. I'll go later for the bad choice one. So when it comes to your first few interactions, you as a girl should be clear on what you're already doing for yourself, and you should be consistent in your life enough to have everything you kind of need. And when you're in that position, you don't have to be in that position, but when you are in that position and you're just happy, you are automatically able to make clearer and better judgments of who's coming in and out of your aura, your energy orbit. And so it becomes very easy for you to kind of like pull people into certain categories. And I don't know why girls don't do this very well, but they kind of like give people way too much time and way too many chances and way too much access. And so I look around me and I think to myself, you look so confident and in some situations, and you say all this stuff and you post all that stuff, but you really have no self-worth. And I know that's so horrible, but from my perspective, I'm like, how are you so bored and so like, how is this guy getting into your thoughts, sort of thing? I wouldn't say thoughts, but yeah, like, you're giving this person attention, time, maybe you're even meeting up with them, and this person's not giving you any additional value to your life, really. The bare minimum is flowers. The bare minimum is a few dinner dates or whatever. That is like bare minimum. There's no way you need a boyfriend for that. That's not boyfriend stuff. That is friend stuff, basically. Friends would do that for you that are guys. Trust me, there is no need to waste your energy and time texting. And if that's all you're getting, a guy that's serious about you will automatically want to do things that are impressive for you. The last thing that you would want to do as a guy to a girl that you're actually interested in is to start making her unimpressed, to start making her second guess you. So if he's doing things that are like very, very mainstream and very much just like basically saying you're there, he sees you, but like he's not really impressing you, you need to be clear about that with him. I know a lot of people just ghost each other and they can't really say what they think, but I will always say, like, if a guy once said to me, wow, like you're never smiling, and I only knew him for like a few hours, and I was like, yeah, because I'm underwhelmed, basically, like, and he was just taken back, and he was like, what do you mean? I was like, I'm not ungrateful, but I'm just very underwhelmed, like, there's so many other things I could have been doing than sitting at wherever we were here. It's just like, he took me out on a first date, and he picked me up and he brought me to this dinner place, and it was very loud, first of all, and I had barely known him. So we were like in this loud music, which I hate. And he never asked me about what I liked. And so obviously I cut that date short, and it was a very luxury place. It just happened that we got there a bit later. That was a bit of my fault as well, because I was at a fashion show and he picked me up after. And anyway, it was way too loud. And he was like, oh, you didn't, like, you seem unhappy, are you okay? I said, no, I'm very happy. I just am very underwhelmed that I had to end my night like this. And then he was just like, are you having an argument? And I said, no, like, and not at all. I'm just used to a completely different sort of like first date. Like, he said, oh, it was last minute. I said, yeah, but it's better to like wait another day and do it properly, because now this is like impression you've left on me, and I don't want to see you again. But next time you're interested in a girl, I said to him to not try to rush to see her, to prepare properly, like get her flowers, a gift, do a few other things that are a bit more impressive than the average guy if you're going to want to stand out. And I never wanted to see him again. It wasn't actually about me trying to get things from him and saying that. I was just being completely honest, and I gave him that feedback, and hopefully moving forward, he will actually do that and not show up like the way he did. He didn't mean to do it, and I know he didn't, but I also thought to myself, like, I can't accept this moving forward, because if I do, he's going to think that last minute plans and all of these things are okay, and he can get by with it once again. So cutting it off then means that later in the future, I can always continue to cut it off. And I never had anything bad to say about him. Like, nothing bad happened. He brought me home. He was like very, very nice to me. I just like didn't really like that. And so when it comes to these kind of things, a lot of girls are so accepting of things in person and silently, like, but they'll literally be resenting the guy from day one. Like, they will try to make up reasons why they should like him or look for all the good things, when you have to look at, like, how this guy impressed you. Otherwise, like, how are you going to be attracted to him? How are you going to respect him? Honestly, you actually got to think about this, because if you even continue dating a guy that just decides to just show up last minute, and yeah, he can take you out, food could be good, but like, it just isn't the way that you should give a first impression, you then are later on always going to think about that. And it's just not a good look for this man, because everything a man does in a woman's eyes is a reflection of who he is. And it's like a token of, like, how he makes decisions, like how he puts things together, how thoughtful he is and things like that. When I don't see those character traits in the beginning, I'm like, okay, somebody else can take it. Even if there was a lot of potentially good things there and he was very successful and he had lots of properties here in Dubai, like, there was a lot of things happening. This was in my very early days. And I said to myself, no, like, I can't do this. I have to really be careful with this kind of thing, because I never want to lower my expectations, because in the past I've always had healthy relationships and it's allowed me to date honestly and openly and healthily moving forward. I literally feel like a lot of girls make bad decisions and complain about their partners, or there's a lot of deceit going on, or they're trying to find someone better while they're, like, with this other guy that's giving them nothing really, like, to better their lives. They're just giving them company. You need to get to a point in your life, or, and I think most women have this innately, but where you don't need to have, like, a guy at all. Like, there shouldn't be any time where you give yourself over to a man that hasn't created enormous magical change in your life and has upgraded your life and done things for you that nobody else could. That's the only time you should ever move on from an ex. And that's the only time I would ever move on from an ex. I would have to know that this guy has topped everything that ex has done in that period of time that we were together within the first couple of months. That's when I know that I'm with somebody that's actually worth changing, giving myself over to, giving my attention to, giving my time to, because I can see the benefits of that. And I can see that he's clear on what he wants as well. So without those things, I really wouldn't consider anyone a dating option. And, you know, as much as, like, you know, you want to complain about guys, it's not guys' fault. It's your fault for being so unable to tell them what it is that you want. You've got to be able to be clear, and they've got to know what you want. Because if they know that they're not going to impress you, they're not going to come for you. They're going to leave you alone, and they're going to go after other girls, because maybe, like, they're easier to impress. There's a lot of things that I've done in life and in even outside of relationships, and I see girls ecstatically happy to be, like, at a table with all these drinks and stuff, like, girls that I think are beautiful, but I'm like, this is so shit. Like, is that really making your life better? Like, how? Like, it's drinks, it's alcohol. Yes, it's fun, but, like, and yes, they're spending loads of money, but, like, how is it actually benefiting your life? So, like, I'm underwhelmed in a situation like that. I'm not ungrateful. I don't always go to things like that, but when I'm there, I'm just like, how are you impressed? Like, for me, you know, I would say that, like, I require someone that's genuinely impressive to impress me. And, like, it's, and that's not them being impressive for themselves. It's about them being impressive to me for what they do to me and everything that's involved with me and them, because otherwise it's relevant to me. There's lots of impressive people I can observe in the world, like Elon Musk. Like, lots of people are impressive. There's lots of inspirational people that I don't have any contact with that I can look at and be impressed by. But if you're going to date someone, like, you can't just be impressed by them. Maybe for a man it's different, because the thing with men is that they judge each other by the woman that they're with. And you give a man status, it's pretty much like how beautiful you look and a few other things, like, once you end up speaking. But when it comes to women, like, I don't think you understand that women also judge you based on your dating choices. And when they see you're with a man that is the lowest of the low in providing, and you look like you're struggling, you're going out doing things that show the world that you're not happy with him, it's making this man is lowering your status, like in other women's eyes. They're like, why are her standards so low? So it's not a win-win for anything. And it's the same for men. Like, men do this and they're open about it, but women are not open about it. They don't say that at all. Like, sometimes, like, you know, women want to fool themselves and say like, oh, she's like, other women understand that I'm in love and things like that, but you're like struggling and suffering and he's not making your life in any way, shape or form easier or better. In fact, he's probably making even problems occur. You're probably working for him. You're probably crying for free, you know, or being badly treated for free or very little. And so, like, most women are going to look at you and think you're stupid. And I know that a lot of people want to look like they're a good person and they're like a spiritually like evolved person where all they focus on is love. All I focus on is love as well, but I don't pour love into people that don't pour love into me. And it's an equal exchange of value. There's no way that even once you're going to be in my life and have mistreated me. It's just not going to happen. And so it's the same for the rest of my life. It's never going to change. And I don't care who I lose because I always gain my wholeness by not allowing that. If I had to live a day with somebody that mistreated me once, I wouldn't be able to do it by myself. Like, I would genuinely become unable to live. So, like, it's not even like a thought thing. It's a feeling thing. It's like whatever it is from above that gives me that feeling is maybe protecting me. Maybe it's so I can spread the information and lead by example, but there is no way I could even stay in a room with somebody that's disrespected me. Like, that's including not a single boyfriend in my entire life has called me a name, including a bitch. Like, not even a bitch. They've never said like, you're being a bitch, or like swore at me in an argument or anything. I've never had a man around me like that ever. And I would never, ever, ever tolerate this kind of behavior. Like, I think you have to protect yourself. You know, at the end of the day, I wish people had the inability to tolerate friends or anyone. People are scared to be alone. They're scared to say, they're scared to walk into a new thing. They're more happy to like make a, you know, not cut off an initial possible red flag early, and instead go through all the trauma and then paint everyone else on the outside with that same brush when you finally have no other choice but to leave. This is not the way to go. Like, the way to go is to know how to make decisions early, know what to look for early, and to not judge people based on like hope or potential. You're like, potential is for when your kids are born and you see that your son can run very quick and you're like, he's got the potential to be a great runner. That's the only time you need to be using potential, never on a relationship. Every single thing should be center focused around, are you impressed or not by this, by that behavior, by those words, by this action, by how they do this, by how they do that. If not, like, you have to lose respect for those people. In your eyes, you can't respect people that are going to disrespect interactions around you, because that's what they're giving you. That's the way they're showing up. So you can't expect people to think you're this amazing person if you're showing up in another way. That's just the way it is. And like, always when you're dating, if people do things like, people are so easily led, like, it's ridiculous. So when people get ghosted and people have all of these random things that happen, flaked on, canceled dates, whatever, just bad behavior, just bad, poor, low quality men or people that interact with them. You can't avoid them. You don't know what someone's going to be like until you speak to them. So it's not like, oh, if you've attracted a couple of those in, you're attracting that in. It's like, no, like, everyone's going to have these kinds of people come in and out, and you've got to put them in the category that they've put themselves in. by the way they show up in life, and you leave them there with people that accept that and like that and are happy to be around that. But you have to always hold your integrity. There's never been a time in life when I haven't been very direct and very honest and very upfront with anyone, even these types of people. And the reason is because they know moving forward that this is how she is and this is how I'll always show up. I always hold myself respect because I don't copy their behaviors, because it's not the type of person that I am and it's not how I represent myself. At all times, you need to know how to not react and mirror people's bad behavior, and you need to hold your self-respect, and you need to be able to hold your own identity within all scenarios. So whatever way somebody wants to provoke or somebody wants to treat you, you either disengage completely, or if you have to continue speaking or there hasn't been anything really to completely cut ties, you have to maintain your own integrity. That's just something that's number one. And if you don't have your own integrity, you're going to be easily led to start playing games and toxic and being toxic things. Before you know it, your whole life is going to be center focused around your dating life and things like this. I don't care if I have a dating life or not, if I'm single, and I always happen to find a new partner easily. But the thing is because I don't care about men being entertained by me. I'm never going to do anything around men and give even, like, I won't even get into my full swimwear if I'm invited and they on like a content trip or anything without being paid a lot for it, because I'm like, I'm not doing that. Like, the other girls can do it, I'm not doing it. Why should I give myself all my hard work over for the same exchange that you're giving other people that haven't worked as much as me for what I have and haven't achieved as much? So I'm fine to lose more opportunities and keep my value as it is. And I won't just do something because I feel like I have to. I'll only do something if it's extremely lucrative to my life. And if I'm extremely lucrative to that other person's life, including my friends, my family, everything. And I'm big on paying things forward. So when I am receiving blessings, like, I will always have other things that are there to be paid forward. I'm not a selfish person. I already have the things in my life that I adore that nobody can take away from me and nobody can give to me. And they're like the most important things to me. They're the things that make my world go around. And so every single thing after that is an addition. It's a tokens of exchange, basically. And so that's how you are able to project and stand out, you know, in the world. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's everything, but it does mean by these actions in the beginning where the bar is going to be set. If you girls are having trouble dating and you're out there thinking everyone's changed, they haven't. It's like you're at a different stage in your life than you were probably when you were 19 or 20, and everyone was just on an even playing field, especially back before. But now people are all on different playing fields because of social media, because of the way the world is. But and that's regardless of age. But back when I was 19, everyone was like the same. Like, you just dated someone from like maybe your high school or your area or your town or your city or your workplace, and you met really most of your partners in real life. Now it's very different, you know. So people are like meeting people from all over the world, and they're having like no friendship beforehand, and they're just no idea about like how to address meeting strangers, basically. And like, that's what a lot of this stuff is. And you know, if you don't know how to build connections with strangers, the only reason I know how to do this is because I've literally grown up with strangers. So I moved out of my home country when I was 18. I've had to learn and adapt how to know how to deal and build connections with strangers. People that aren't from my school, people that aren't from my work, people that aren't, like, I'm more and more secluded as I get older because I'm less involved in like community things and going into work, and I have less time to build friendships slowly and build relationships slowly, you know, by being around people or sharing something with them. And instead I've had to learn how to do and understand people in a quicker way, and I can do that digitally sometimes, but it's not always going to. It's the dating world hasn't changed. It's about you, your standards, your boundaries, your values, and then choosing the right person to have access to you. You should never give yourself over to anyone unless you're completely satisfied. And that's all.